Hello, everyone.
I'm Kayla.
And I'm Silas, and this is The Adventures of Kayla and Silas, a podcast about everything travel. Each week, we cover travel topics that we find interesting and that we hope you will, too. Kayla, we are now less than 1 week away from our nine-month adventure to Latin America.
That's awesome.
Can you believe it?
It's actually a little unbelievable.
It's a little overwhelming.
Mostly because, well, I've been under the weather for about a month. And so I just feel like I had all these grand plans for what I was going to accomplish between when I quit my job and when we left for our trip.
Is that why you look the way you do right now?
I feel like none of the things that I wanted to accomplish have happened so far. Hmm. So I have a lot to do in the next week.
Like we're leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when we'll be back again.
We're actually taking a boat, but...
Okay. Anyway, we have lots of things to tell all of you about the preparations that we're still finalizing, the things that we have finalized, lots of things to cover today.
We're sorry if this feels repetitive, because I feel like we've been talking about this trip on this podcast for like, it's been a long time.
Well, we've been talking about it a lot because it is...
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal. It is a big trip, and it is going to be... big news when we're actually there and talking about what we're doing there rather than preparing for.
Yeah, it will be much more fun a couple weeks from now for sure.
Yeah, don't worry about it. It's going to be awesome. So first, we would like to talk about packing. What is in our final packing list or what is going to be in our bags? Because we have struggled with this. And by we, I mean me. Mm-hmm. I've been really... working hard on figuring out exactly what film and tech gear I want to bring with me / need to bring with me.
Yep.
And the need versus want dilemma has really been trying on both myself and Kayla for different reasons.
Yeah, I think for me, you have just really, really struggled to narrow down your list. And then when you would narrow it down, then you'd find something else that maybe could do two things.
Right.
Could do the job of two things that you originally had in your packing list.
For instance, we had I wanted to bring a 360-degree camera.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be hopefully doing 360 Thursdays. Mm-hmm. And there'll be 360-degree videos of the places we've been and the adventures we've been on. And so you can go into YouTube and or Facebook and scroll around on the 360-degree video.
Yep.
Which will be a lot of fun for all of you listening and watching.
And you want to bring...
Well, yes. And I wanted to bring a GoPro for a waterproof camera so that if we're in the ocean, around water, wanting to get some cool shots that way, I didn't have to worry about damaging either my... big camera or my phone or the 360 camera. And so The GoPro was necessary. Well, in my uncle contacted me and said, hey, what's a good GoPro? I'm going to get one for my son. And I said, oh, Neff is going to get a
nephew.
No, cousin. Cousin. Cuz is going to get a...
I've never heard nephew abbreviated.
Me either. I'm tired. So the end of the story is that as I was helping him find a good GoPro for my cousin, I stumbled across a 360-degree waterproof GoPro, which fulfilled both of the purposes of the two things I was going to bring along. And so it did free up some space in the bag and made the idea of our workflow a lot simpler. So,
And I feel like we sat down with both of our bags this last week and kind of did a final pack where we put in every item we say we're going to take on the trip. And and Silas actually had me go through with him some of his gear. And we whittled down a few more things that he was kind of on the fence about. So we're getting there. And I think we had to switch out one big item from the two of our bags. We're both bringing a smaller backpack that we can use for day trips or to walk down to the beach or whatever. And we had to flip-flop those because Silas's bag is more sturdy than mine because it's going to be the bag where he carries heavy travel gear, whereas my bag is more just for like putting my wallet and a scarf and a bottle of water.
Sure.
In. So,
well, and the big thing for me as I'm looking through this equipment that I am struggling on what I should and shouldn't bring is that I don't want to get down there and say, oh, shoot, I need this thing to be able to do the types of videos that we want to do or take the pictures that we want to or oh, shoot, I brought this big thing that is taking up a ton of space in my bag. It was expensive, and now we're not using it at all. So yep. I was stuck between those two dilemmas.
Right. Well, we just did a packing tip video, which isn't live yet, but we'll be here soon.
It might be live.
Might be live by the time
before this podcast.
Yeah,
airs.
By the time this podcast airs, and then we also are doing.
If it is, we'll include a link in the show notes.
Yeah, and we can add it once it goes live. Either way, and then we're also. I'm writing a few blog posts that will list out, one will be our exact packing list and one will be just our recommended packing list for other people who maybe don't need quite as much video equipment.
Yeah.
When they're traveling.
Which is probably going to be most travelers.
Probably most travelers don't need all the things that Silas says that he needs, but.
Blah, blah, blah.
I will say though, the final packing list was hard for me too, because for me, it was more about clothing. I'm the kind of person who's always cold. It doesn't matter if it's 80 degrees out. I want a layer. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I was really worried about having all the things in my bag that I felt would pair well together and layer well together and all of that. And I think in the last couple months, I've kind of come more to terms with what do I really want to wear versus what I thought I should be wearing, I guess. So originally I was thinking I was going to bring, I don't know, more fashionable clothes.
Kayla, the fashionista.
Well, I wasn't trying to be a fashionista, but I have kind of whittled my packing list down to more athletic clothes, I guess, that will, I just think, be more comfortable on a daily basis. And it will be the kind of clothes that I want to actually choose to wear each day as opposed to
begrudgingly putting on the outfit because you brought it along.
Because I brought it along on the trip. Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. So do keep an eye out for the packing videos and blog post on our packing list and some packing tips that we will include there. It is going to be informational. It's going to be fun. And you're going to be glad that you watched / read it. Moving right along, this is the part of the episode that everyone wanted to hear about, our trip overview. At least I think you did. Did you? You can't answer me. This is a podcast. So the way we're starting this trip out is by taking a cruise. Yep. And the reason we're taking a cruise to start our nine-month adventure is because my brother and sister-in-law invited us on a cruise, and it just so happened that that was the same time of year that we were going to be heading out on our trip, and it also happened to be in the same neck of the woods region of the world that we were planning to go to anyway. So it was ubiquitous.
No.
Serendipitous.
Perhaps. Well, and one of the things originally, and we actually have a blog post that outlines our original plan for our trip, which has changed. But originally, we were going to start in Patagonia in the southern tip of South America and work our way north towards Mexico. And we started rethinking that a few months ago. And then we were talking about the cruise. And I think a lot of it had to do with we were looking at flights out of Texas because we're taking the cruise out of Texas. So our plan was to have Silas's parents drop us at either the Houston or Dallas airports on their way back home.
Yep.
And we would fly south. Well, we weren't really finding flights we wanted to take. And so we started thinking about maybe just flying down to Mexico and starting there instead and doing the whole trip in reverse. And I looked into the weather and it seemed like weather-wise, we would have a much more enjoyable trip if we did it Mexico to South America instead of South America to Mexico.
Yep.
And so we started thinking, well, that makes a lot of sense, and looking at flights. And finally, it just hit me, like, our last port of call on the cruise is Cozumel, Mexico. So why don't we just get off there?
Ding, ding, ding.
And then we don't have to fly anywhere. Yeah. We don't have to make Silas's parents drop us off at an airport.
Great idea.
It It was a pretty good idea. Thanks.
I think it was an excellent idea. We were both looking at each other every time my brother and sister-in-law would say, do you guys want to go on the cruise? Are you still thinking about it? And we would go, we would love to, but it just seems like a lot of extra money. And then we realized it doesn't have to be a lot of extra money for us because we were going to be taking the cruise down to Mexico and we wanted to be in Mexico. And so once we realized we could get off the boat, we knew we didn't have to take a flight on top of that. We didn't have to go all the way back to the United States, then take a flight down to where we wanted to be anyway. It was a nice surprise for us.
So we're missing like a day on the cruise.
Yeah.
But I think it cost us $60 to change our departure port or whatever with the cruise line, which there's no way we could have flown, even one of us flown to Mexico for $60. So
we might have been able to, but it would have been, we would have had to have driven somewhere to go to a special airport that had a deal. And we would have, it would have been a last minute flight. It would not have been as convenient as this is.
Well, there's no way we would have gotten two flights for $60 is what I'm trying to say.
All right, mathematician. So, Kayla, tell us a little bit about how we're going to be moving from where we depart the cruise to the southern tip of South America, possibly Antarctica to pet the penguins. I'm really excited about that. Hopeful. Crossing my fingers. Kayla, tell me more.
Well, first of all, we're probably not going to Antarctica.
Boo.
And second of all, we have a planning day scheduled next week to really sit down together and research Central America and decide what's on our must-do list and what's on our we hope to do list and and kind of outlining our path and I guess making better plans budget-wise about how much it's going to cost us to get from one city to the next. So we know for sure we're starting in, the cruise will take us all the way down to Roatan in Honduras and then back up the coast. And then the last port of call is Cozumel, Mexico.
Yep.
We are not going to spend the night in Cozumel. We're going to take there's a boat taxi thing that goes across the water. Cozumel's an island off of Mexico. We're going to cross over. The city across from Cozumel is Playa del Carmen, which is another big kind of tourist spot. And so I've already gone ahead and reserved like four nights at a hotel in Playa del Carmen.
Yep.
So that's going to be kind of a few days for us to chill, relax, catch up on work from the cruise and figure out kind of our next steps, I suppose. But from there, we're planning to go around the Yucatan Peninsula to various Mayan ruins. Yes. So definitely Chichen Itza, Tulum. I would like to go up to the capital of Yucatan. And then there's some other kind of question mark spots that I'm thinking in Mexico. But I think we'll basically stick to the Gulf of Mexico coast.
Yeah.
There's a lot of travel advisories for other states within Mexico. But Yucatan and Quintana Roo and those places along the water are still quite safe. And so I don't think we'll go all the way over to like Mexico City or anything like that. That would be quite the trek.
Right.
We'll see what we want to see and then make a beeline for Central America and we'll possibly go through Belize. We're not sure. Definitely into Guatemala. And then we need to still do some research. We're kind of up in the air about whether or not we're going to go through El Salvador or Honduras. Both have State Department travel alerts right now.
So we'll be keeping an eye on it.
Yeah. And then definitely Costa Rica. We've got lots to do there. And then
we might go zip lining in Costa Rica.
Really?
I don't know. Toby did it on The Office. He ended up in a hospital for 3 months while he was down there. But it might be fun.
Yeah, it might be fun. And then from Costa Rica, we may or may not go into Panama, just depending on whether that's on our bucket list and what we want to do from there. So either from Costa Rica or from Panama, we are planning to fly to South America, but Panama's kind of or Central America, the end of Central America is kind of our point where we're planning to stop and assess, like, how are we doing with our budget? How do we like traveling like this?
Right.
And do we want to continue on to South America?
Because neither of us have done a trip like this for this long.
Right.
And we both studied abroad. which was about the same length of time that we planned to spend in Central America. However, that was at one location with weekend trips. And not every weekend was a weekend trip. And so it wasn't really the same thing that we're getting ready to do now, which is moving about every week. We're guesstimating.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine just the idea of living out of a backpack and being on the go, really, mm-hmm. every week and sleeping in a different bed each week and all of those things. It's going to be different than studying abroad. And studying abroad was a long time ago and we were a lot younger. And so...
Speak for yourself, lady.
So we'll see. But from Central America, we'll probably either fly down to Brazil or fly down to Colombia and then work our way around either clockwise or counterclockwise. We're not sure. Mm-hmm. And it depends a little. We've got people now who kind of want to meet us in different vacation spots.
Your parents. My parents.
Friends.
And two separate groups of friends want to meet us.
Yeah.
Have talked with us about meeting.
Yeah. So it will get a little tricky because we hadn't really planned to plan our itinerary around other people's schedules, but we obviously want to hang out with people. And so if we can make that work, we'll try to. But we are very excited, and hopefully before we leave, we will actually have time to sit down and plan out a better itinerary for Central America.
Yep.
Because right now it's feeling a little bit like...
It's up in the air, but the other day you did pull together several stops for probably the first...
Mexico.
In Mexico for the first month or so.
Yeah.
And it felt very doable. It felt like we were going to see a ton of stuff. And it was really exciting. So once we have the full schedule planned out, we will be posting that. And guess what? It will change. So don't be mad when we don't go to the stop along the trek that you wanted us to. If you want to go see it.
Yeah, go see it yourself.
Go see it yourself. Don't yell at us. We didn't do anything.
Well, we technically didn't do the thing that they wanted us to do, but.
Moving right along. Seven questions we get about our trip. This was a video we did recently that has gotten a lot of buzz on the internet. It literally has tens of views. And we had a lot of fun putting it together. It is every person that we interact with, we get about the same seven questions, which is really funny because yesterday I had to go. We both did our last doctor's visits, checkups before we were leaving the country. And the doctors asked us these seven questions. And I was like, man, I wish I had the video here that I could just play for them because it would really...
So succinct.
It would pull it together much faster. But I love talking about it, so it wasn't a big deal. We will include a link to the video in the show notes so that you can watch the full thing. But we have two from the video that we wanted to talk about and one other that we didn't include in the video that someone asked us after watching the video. So we thought we would talk about that as well. But the first point that we wanted to highlight, or the first question that we wanted to talk about, was, are you just living out of backpacks? And the answer is yes. We have labored over this, and you've heard us talk about it a ton, but really the things that we are able to include in our backpack are all the things that we need to not just survive, but live comfortably. I feel like a lot of the places that we're going will have the bigger amenities that you just can't travel with. Beds, furniture, towels, kitchen utensils. These things are going to be at the places that we're staying at. And so the stuff in our backpack is really more than enough.
Yeah. And I feel like, I mean, we're not taking big backpacks either.
Right.
We are not planning on camping or doing like wilderness treks where we're gone for days at a time out in the wild. And so we don't need, like some people would for a trip like this, take a towel and take a camping stove and take items like that. But they're taking 70 liter backpacks and we're taking 40 liter backpacks.
Yep.
So we have clothes and toiletries and we have the things we need to do work, computers, camera, etc. And that's all we need. So
it makes it really easy for us to downsize. And speaking of downsizing, the next biggest question that we get that we're going to talk about today is, what are you doing with all of your stuff? We have gotten rid of the vast majority of our possessions.
It's true.
We have a picture, it's in the video, but a picture of the crates, which contain all of our stuff, and it sits nicely up against the wall, and there aren't very many crates there, but we were able to keep the things that had sentimental value, or things that we looked at that we weren't going to purchase on our own again, such as a KitchenAid mixer. We got that for our wedding.
Oh, yeah, we got that for our wedding. And I would never buy that for
Kayla
myself.
Kayla said she would never buy it for herself, so I said, well, then we're not throwing it away because I like it. We're keeping it. But it was a long process to go through and figure out what we were going to sell, what we were going to donate, and what we were going to save. We sold our house a year ago, moved into an apartment that we're in the process of subletting, and then we held on to our car, which was, I think, is the only big item or expensive item that we really hung on to was our car, because it made the most sense for us to have that as an opportunity to come back to a car. And my parents needed an extra car, and we said, well, didn't need one, but they have two cars, and one of them is being borrowed regularly by my youngest brother, who's in college right now. But
yeah,
would you drive it if we left it here so that all three of you could have a car?
Yeah, exactly. So we had a place to put the car where it made sense. And we could have gotten rid of the car, but we live in the Midwest. And so whenever we come back, whether we're going out and traveling again or whether we're getting jobs and staying put, we're going to need a car because we're not going to be able to visit. Like, neither of our families live in city centers where we could take a bus from one house to the other or something. Like, we're going to need a car to get around when we come back if we want to visit our family. So
that made a lot of sense for us to hang on to.
Yeah.
The last question that we got was after somebody had watched the video and they said, well, you didn't talk about this. What are you doing about your jobs? And we said, well, Kayla put in her notice before 2018. So right at the end of the year, she left her job. And I have owned my own business for the last 2 years. And so it was easy for me to work with clients to finish out projects and just not schedule any more work for 2018. And so that's what we're doing with our jobs.
They're gone. They're poof.
Gone. We have no jobs. We have no plan. We have no money.
Basically.
Well, we have all those things. So we do have a couple of opportunities to have supplemental income while we're traveling via our blog and
Draft vacation.
Yep. So we're having supplemental income that way, and we have a lot of savings. So we're really set for the year, and we should be able to have a grand adventure in 2018.
Indeed.
Kayla has one more question before we finish out today's podcast. Kayla, take it away.
Well, I was just thinking, you know, we've had a lot of big things happening in the last couple of months in preparation for this trip. And we basically have all the I's dotted and T's crossed as far as, you know, getting to Mexico and starting off this trip. And so I think it's starting to feel very real. So I was just wondering, like, how are you feeling about the trip? Like, what?
A feeling question.
Yeah. Like, you know, setting aside, like, how many cameras are fitting inside your backpack, and setting aside just exactly where we're going, but like, how are you feeling?
I am feeling kind of the same way that I did right before I studied abroad, or right before I went and did my internship abroad. I'm feeling like there is going to be a lot of excitement in the next couple of weeks. So rather, I'm the type of person who will get wrapped up in that excitement and neglect everything else in my life to just be excited about that one thing. So I have to, I don't know if it's consciously or subconsciously, but I have given myself the opportunity to not get super emotionally invested or overly excited about the trip. Because otherwise I probably wouldn't get anything done besides just looking up spots that we're going to be at and
spending
all day on Duolingo, becoming an expert Spanish speaker.
Through Duolingo?
Well, you know, they did say the other day that I was 25% fluent, whatever that means.
I don't know what that means.
But so I feel like I have this bubbling excitement under the surface that once we reach the port for our cruise, we'll just be able to explode and I will have...
Be all in on in vacation mode.
All in vacation mode. Yes.
That's awesome.
So that's where I'm at. How are you feeling?
I'm really excited. I know we're going to have to do work as we go. And so I am a little anxious about us figuring out kind of the right work to vacation
work-life balance. Work-life balance is always a struggle.
Yeah, but it's more important to me here than it would be in a normal job back in Iowa, because I don't want to miss, like, missing out on life in Iowa is one thing, but missing out on the months we're spending on this trip would be a whole other thing, right?
So that makes sense.
So I am cognizant of that feeling, and I mean, obviously excited about the historical things that we're going to see and exploring new cities and all of that. I'm super excited about. And I don't know if we've talked about this on the podcast, but Silas and I haven't really eaten gluten or dairy and a couple of other things for months now. And so that's been one concern, has been food. And more I think about it, the more I feel like going to a place like Central America and South America, we're going to just kind of get away from all the prepackaged processed foods that we have here in the right. U.S.
Yep.
And I feel like that will be healthy for us. And that probably will be even easier to find food that we can eat while we're out and about than we can back here. And so that I look forward to hopefully feeling healthier. Like, I think that we'll be walking more and eating better and all of those things. So that's exciting to me and something that I hope that we work on is feeling healthier and more in tune with our bodies. I don't know. What else? Excitement. The penguins.
I'm so excited about the penguins. Oh my gosh. Kayla, we have to make it down there.
It's based on one thing.
And that's our show. As always, we ask that you leave any questions you have in the comment section below, or if you have a specific question, feel free to email us directly or connect with us on social media. Our email address is kaylaandsilas@gmail.com, or you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest by searching Kayla and Silas. We're also on iTunes and Stitcher.
What's Stitcher?
It's a podcasting site. Kayla doesn't listen to the podcast, so.
Not on Stitcher.
If you listen on iTunes or Stitcher and would leave us a review, that would be great because it helps other people find our show. Once again.
I'm Kayla.
And I'm Silas, wishing you luck with your upcoming adventures.
Boom, bitch.